The devotional for Sunday, February 28, 2016, is written by Nancy Hammond, administrative assistant to the Vice President for Advancement at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional for today is based on Psalm 84. I am reminded today of a friend's story about sitting in a parking lot waiting for an extraordinarily crucial business meeting to begin. Darting around the shrubbery separating the lot from the cars on Main Street, a gray squirrel passed his car window with a huge acorn in its mouth, actively hunting for a place to bury its treasure. It found the perfect place and dug a huge hole as its underground safe. Then it carefully dragged new dirt over the place, rearranged the soil, patted it down, eyed its work, made a few adjustments, and scampered away for another nugget. It dawned on my friend that this squirrel ritual of finding, burying, hiding, covering, padding, and evaluating had been going on for thousands of years. An unbroken history of squirrel work in the Lord God's creation. Suddenly, my friend's vital work for the day didn't seem all that important. The author of Psalm 84, verse 3, had exactly the same experience some 3,000 years ago, as he watched swallows and sparrows flit in and out of a man-made altar wherein they no doubt nested. He too longed to lay down his burden and place himself in the hands of a loving Lord God. Whether sparrows or squirrels, or each of us in this hectic world, happy are those this Lenten season who live in the Lord's house, ever singing your praise. Let us pray. God of hosts, even in this time of Lent, our hearts and flesh sing for joy to you, the living God. Amen.